out. And there was the peacemaker had a, I guess, a spokesman. He was called Ayunwata. And these two men reasoned with this warlord to lay his weapons down. And this is about approaching his abode. It's called the witch hunt. Silent is the wood in meadows green. The dipping paddles of a two-man white stone dugout carries a mile in reflected stirrings. Onondaga Lake is painted seamless and flawless to the sky's even bowl. A smoky barren point is the mark for the white stone arrowhead, spreading wake far to either shore. Unhurried paddles dipping fan the fire smokier, an instant before the white-tipped arrow pierces the moat in the eye of Onondaga Lake. Terror garrots the air thin in a swirl with magic currents, breathing the smoke round and round and round. The approaching witch fire whips skyward red and angry in the dusk's airless smog. Heat fuming crooks the tangled tending of the fire's keeper. The silenced paddles, bone dry, writhe on the beach, splitting and cracking and bleaching. Three painted faces, fire red in the witch glow, smile sincerely. This one is about beginnings. It's called Secret Genesis. And this appears again. I mean, you'll hear in the Two Born series, you'll see lines repeated in different poems far apart. And this one is referred to again in another poem. Secret Genesis. Sometimes a dream, sometimes a scene, more frequent between. Our moments of awesome communion with the miracle of material being. I lean aghast, swooning, buttressed beneath a wild apple canopy, dwelling among medicine memories and dancing cloud fires flickering still where a setting star burned a hole in the western ground. I came to this world a star in the eye of a loon. I have seen days I should have fled this pre-moral realm, but for a promise to the holder, I should now be light. It would be a dream of your most abandoned imagining my home, the zenith above the twilights of dusk and dawn of each planet in the Creator's universe. The all-permeating light of the great peace is my soul's arbor. I remember as yesterday the Genesis, when ochre sands scoured the barren stones into sculptures of masks and bodies, stone sketchings of planet beings, the weathering story stone abided countless millennia to animate. Stone to flesh, flesh to spirit. Here am I, newly arrived on the beach of a later dream, immersed a sighted man in blindness. Flesh dreams clutch and claw around me, tearing each other apart. If they knew of my vision, they would come for me, slay me for betraying their traditional illusions to the truth of all matters. I am alone with the Creator in this knowledge. Together we shall mold a threshold for human beings and raise them unto eternal light, eternal peace. And this would be coming from the mind of the peacemaker himself, somebody who would possibly remember the Genesis when things began. I think I'll just read a couple more and then let everybody off here. It was a long one I was going to read, but I think I'll forget about it. This one is called Afterglow, and this one was a very, very one of those lucid dreams. And I guess it would be something after a Holocaust, I guess, from what I could perceive of it. It's called Afterglow. In the afterglow, salt statues corrode in the volcanic rain. Frozen in last acts, they imitate forever sand-scoured sculptures carved before the Genesis. The first stones remain, the deepest rooted mountains. Stones fade slowly, grain by grain, dissolved in time and the never-ending fancy of the remorseless tide of godly recreation. If there were swallows, they would build nests in the wind-hole statues of salt, bleaching like unincinerated newsprint along curbsides, manufactured with other illusions before the afterglow. In the afterglow, the last memories are imagined longer than statues frozen in last acts. I think I'll just leave you with this poem. It's probably back about 1973. This is one of my earliest poems, and it's very much how I feel even today, how I think an Indian, many Indians would feel. I dream still of the magical forests that on a rain-heavy day perched the eagle within reach of the land of the Thunder People. I taste still the haze-scented afternoon and the feel of nothing in particular I want to do until hermit thrush pipes of heaven's visit. I am passenger pigeon. Thank you.
Take some, and then we have a small reception area set up for folks to mingle. So it's up to you. Let's go eat. Thank you.